We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. Every year on March 31st, communities across the country and around the world observe Transgender Day of Visibility. The day is dedicated to celebrating the transgender community while also raising awareness about the discrimination and challenges it continues to face. TDOV was created by transgender activist Rachel Crandall Crocker in 2009. At the time, the most widely recognized trans-centered holiday was the Transgender Day of Remembrance, an observance honoring victims of anti-trans violence. Crocker told NPR that she envisioned a day meant to focus on living and have rallies as one community all the way around the world. Since the TDOV has grown into an international observance marked by rallies, community events, and social media campaigns highlighting trans voices and experiences. In 2021, former President Joe Biden became the first sitting president to formally recognize Transgender Day of Visibility. The importance of recognizing and celebrating the trans community remains a key focus for many organizations as policy debates continue to intensify. Recent years have seen a sharp rise in legislation affecting transgender people across the country, particularly around issues like access to gender-affirming healthcare, participation in sports, and legal recognition. As recently as last Thursday, the International Olympic Committee announced a new policy barring transgender women from competing in women events. Only one openly transgender woman has ever competed at the Olympic level. Despite this, trans advocates across the country continue to uplift and elevate celebrations of trans joy, not just on TDOV, but year-round. In Urbana, Uniting Pride is celebrating TDOV with a craft night tonight at Phillips Recreation Center, bringing the sense of visibility and community a little closer to home. Starting tomorrow, the Champaign Vegan Chef Challenge is back at participating restaurants throughout the Champaign area. Chefs have been invited to create up to 3 new vegan specials for the month of April to be showcased. Customers are invited to visit businesses and try out the new menus and cast their vote for their favorite new vegan dish. Some participating restaurants include Big Grove Tavern, Brick's Pizzeria, Dubai Grill, Lazy Daisy Diner and Cafe, among many others. More information can be found at Vegan Chef Challenge. .org/Champaign. The Unfinished Revolutions, Living Stories of American Rights exhibit is opening tomorrow at the Spurlock Museum. The event starts at 5 p.m. and is an open house style event where people can come and go until 8 p.m. The exhibit theme of Unfinished Revolutions showcases the ongoing struggle of the meaning of freedom in America. With themes of liberty, equality, and justice, the art reveals that these ideals are not straightforward anymore. People are encouraged to have different interpretations of the art featured. There will also be a zine-making craft station where people can express themselves artistically based on the themes. The customized pieces will be made together into a zine that will be placed on display at the exhibit. Light refreshments will also be served along with music played by Paul Kothenmeyer, who is a musician and activist in Urbana. Kothenmeyer is also a longtime student of the American tradition of folk song for political action and advocates in his musical performance. Lastly, the university's very own Gene Robinson will be inducted into the American Philosophical Society in April. Recognized as a pioneer in genomic behavioral research, Robinson holds a Swanland Chair in Entomology and Advanced Study Professorship in Entomology and Neuroscience. He's been with the university since 1989 and has spent the last 14 years as the director of the Woese Institute of Genomic Biology. Robin's research examines the honeybee as a model organism for understanding genomic explanations for organic behavior, including cognition, problem-solving, communication, and altruism. His work has led to fundamental advances in biological regulation of behavior. The American Philosophical Society is the oldest learned society in the U.S., founded by Benjamin Franklin in 1743, and has since grown to about 1,000 members worldwide. Robinson is also a member of the National Academies of Science and Medicine. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Kelly Silva, Taylor Casey, and Katie Wilhite. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.